Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. With inflation remaining subdued, the Reserve Bank of India may cut rates even further this year if it deems necessary. Speaking in an exclusive interview with CNBC's Elta Venkatesh, RBI Governor Sanjay Malhotra emphasized that a neutral stance doesn't mean the RBI cannot reduce rates. He added that the central bank will factor in the evolving situation to determine the kind of rate and policy the economy needs, with rates potentially being cut if inflation and growth forecasts are lower. Malhotra also said that the RBI is open to allowing foreign banks to hold up to 26% stake in Indian lenders, subject to existing policy norms. RBI also continues to be cautious on the adoption of digital assets, and Malhotra reiterated concerns about the impact cryptocurrencies pose to the country's financial stability and monetary policy. Tesla has officially entered the Indian market with the opening of its first showroom in Mumbai. The outlet showcased the Model Y long range priced at around 70 lakh rupees. Tesla will start deliveries to customers in the third quarter of this year. Money Control reports that the company will also offer a more affordable trim level of the Model Y. To know more about the differences between the two, read this piece. Glenmark Pharmaceuticals chairman Glenn Saldanha said innovation is a global game, and you're competing with the biggest players in the industry with deep pockets. In an exclusive interview with Vishwanath Pilla and Bodhisattva Ganguly, Saldanha said the deal with AbbVie will de-risk the company and make its R&D unit self-sufficient for 3 to 4 years, allowing it to develop more assets. He also hoped the deal will inspire other Indian companies to invest in innovation. On the revenue front, the government expects net direct tax collections to grow by 5 to 6% after the second advance tax installment due on September 15th, reports Meghna Mittal. Despite a dip in net collections due to higher refund outflows, the government remains confident of meeting its FY26 direct tax target of 25.2 lakh crore rupees. On defence, the armed forces have been the toast of the nation after Operation Sindoor, but thousands of defence veterans are facing hardship after the switch to a new online pension disbursement system via the online pension portal Spursh. In a special Money Control deep diver, Priyansh Verma writes that the shift from the old system to the new online one has led to many problems, which has led to delays and stoppage of pension payments in many cases. Ex-servicemen complain that the online redressal system is unresponsive, difficult to navigate, and causes severe hardships to many ex-soldiers who live in remote areas with low internet connectivity. Turning to inflation, even as the overall figure hit a six-year low, prices of some essentials saw sharp increases in June, writes Ishan Gera in Money Control's data story of the day. 40% of the items in the Consumer Price Index, CPI, witnessed a faster month-on-month price rise than in May, including tomatoes, 38%, and coconut oil, 11%, likely driven by the monsoon season. Also read Dinesh Unnikrishnan's piece where he argues that the June inflation data presents a conundrum for the RBI's Monetary Policy Committee, which will need to weigh the benefits of rate cuts to spur growth against the risks of stoking inflation. On the markets, mutual funds invested more than 10,000 crore rupees in Asian Paints as Reliance Industries sold its stake, and 7,865 crore rupees in Vishal Mega Mart after its promoter offloaded shares. On the other hand, Aisiki Bank, Infosys, and Reliance Industries saw significant sell-offs. Ravindra Sonavain reports that mutual funds also showed strong interest in Adani Group stocks, with net inflows exceeding 2,800 crore rupees across the group's listed companies in June. And finally, with many on social media comparing Mohammad Siraj's dismissal in the Lord's Test to Saqlain Mushtaq's dismissal of Javagal Srinath in the 1999 India-Pakistan Test match in Chennai, which led to a similar heartbreak, check out Sanjeev Shankaran's piece on why he thinks Chennai 1999 was a better contest than Lord's 2025, despite Ravindra Jadeja's lion-hearted resistance. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.